In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to
the sisters, we are witnessing another great mystery of the church, the baptism of little Melania Ann, our newest member. And it's a great joy to be celebrating once again God's bountiful gifts upon his people out of his love for us. Just last Sunday, we had the chrismation of Zachary Davidson. So we have a chrismation, then we have a baptism. We also had a wedding of Will and Megan, God again pouring out his grace upon us. And we spoke at the wedding about how all of these gifts that God gives to us have to be used well. They have to be received with thanksgiving and used responsibly, as every gift should be. We think about the gifts of family, the upbringing of parents, they're nurturing us. We have to be respectful of that and honor our parents. We think about our friends who give us the gift of companionship, loyalty. We have to be respectful of that and honor our friends. We think about everything that God himself bestows upon us with creation, our own existence, our redemption through baptism, chrismation, Holy Communion, the life in the church. And even a foretaste of that next age, now. What a great gift. And we worship God for his gifts. When the Lord gives a gift, he entrusts us with this responsibility to use it well. And the good use of all of his gifts can be summarized in the two great commandments. To love God and to love our neighbor. This is how we enter into the kingdom, and this is how, in this age, we use his gifts well, in love. Today we heard in one of the gospel readings about the rich man and Lazarus. Everyone knows this parable, this story, about how the rich man was given so many gifts. He abounded in all of God's gifts to him. And Lazarus had, it seemed, almost nothing. Maybe the inverse of gifts. He had evil things in his life. But God put these two together. He matched them. Lazarus was at the gate of the rich man. Every day they saw one another. Perhaps every day the rich man tried not to see Lazarus. But Lazarus saw the rich man. And it says in the scriptures, he desired just to be fed with the crumbs that fell from his table. He didn't want his wealth. He didn't want all of the stuff that he had, all of his blessings. He didn't want that. He just wanted crumbs. A crumb of compassion. A crumb of love. That's all Lazarus wanted. And God wanted the rich man to bestow it upon Lazarus. The one who had received so much was called to give just a little bit to others. Be responsible with the gifts. I want to tell you a story about another situation in which love could have been practiced but wasn't. It's the story of a beggar who is given by someone a piece of bread. And the beggar says to himself, "What a great gift. I'm going to also go to the innkeeper, and I'm going to ask the innkeeper for maybe a little soup to have with this bread." So he comes to the innkeeper, knocks on the door, and he asks for just a little bit of soup. The innkeeper says, "Well, you have the money? It costs 2 coins. And the man says, "No, I don't. I'm begging. I'm asking. I'm pleading with you. Be compassionate." And the man says, "No." So the beggar, hungry, knowing he needs some food to sustain him in this life, he goes around the back, into the back door, and he sees this pot of soup. But he says to himself, I'm not going to take the soup. He told me no. I'm just going to take my bread and hold it over the steam that comes up so that my bread will at least be flavored with the steam of the soup. The innkeeper comes in and he sees what's going on. and he upbraids the man, and he drags him before the judge, accusing him of theft. The judge is a wise man. He hears the case, and he says to the innkeeper, this unjust man, this compassionless man, he says to him, "I will rule in your favor. I have to. I will give to you what you deserve, what is just." And he reaches into his pocket and takes out 2 coins. And he rubs them together so they make a little sound. And he says, "As you've given the scent of your soup to this man, I'll give you the sound of these coins rubbing together." And that was the end of that. Justice was served. And that story illustrates for us what can happen. God prevent this from being the case, but what can happen to us when we come before him and have our case heard? When he asks us, were we compassionate? Were we merciful? What did we do with the gifts that he's given to us? Did we share them? Or were we miserly? Did we give just kind of a token, and even begrudgingly, like the steam of the soup? And if we did, he'll give us what is ours. We won't enter into the joy of the kingdom. We'll hear that joy from afar. We'll hear that joy from the same place the rich man in today's parable heard that joy. Across that great chasm, that great gulf. Because we didn't love our neighbor or God who is love. Today, as we welcome the newest member of the church into God's love, into the love of the community, as we have the christening of the newest member of the Lord's family, we're reminded that we need to also care for her throughout her life, to feed her constantly, not on soup and bread, but on Holy Communion at the Lord's table. She needs to continually be nourished. Having celebrated the marriage of Will and Megan, they need to continually be coming to the church and receiving God's blessing, walking with him throughout their life. The same certainly with Zachary, who was chrismated last week, and the same with all of us. We need to come here and be replenished with God's blessings. But this is very important for today's lesson. We cannot be like the rich man who has received all of God's blessings and not open them up to others, those who we see every single day, those who might be at our gates, those who don't have the riches of what the church gives to us. We have to offer it to them. And not begrudgingly, not just a little bit, everything. Everything. The sisters, our God is a God of love. And he loves us and he gives everything to us. But he wants us to be a people of love. And that means to receive everything and to give everything. Little Amania Ann is the latest recipient of that. Who's next? Think about the people in your lives. Who is in need of God's love? Think of one person who's not in need of God's love. Impossible, right? Everyone. Everyone is the Lazarus at our gate. Let us be wise, recipients of God's gifts, giving him thanks, being replenished always in them, and sharing them with everyone, with the whole world. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.